did see that. I wanted to get a picture of that.
Little green snail thing.
And that floated out of the...
That floated out of my house and ended up in my business, in the store.
How far? 400 yards?
I'd say. And I had to go across the tracks and everything, you know, to get there.
Sounds like something out of Revelation.
Yeah, and I looked at that thing and I said, gee, many crummy, I don't believe, you know. And here that thing sit. We set it up in the window, and that's when the National Guard picked it up there, and later on had it tied onto the front of the truck or something there. It was kind of comical in a way.
Did you tell me you have two children?
I've got four.
Four kids?
Yeah, four kids. Two girls, two boys.
I got four. And you, at least your mind was at ease about them, huh? Because you've got them up on the mountain.
Right. It was no radio communication. We had no way of communicating with the mountain. All the telephones and everything was out.
They must have been going crazy.
Yeah, they had no idea as to where it was or where I was or nothing. I don't know that father-in-law didn't have a scanner either, I don't think, that knew what had happened. Because, you know, the scanner picked us up on a fire truck of being stuck down there in the river down there. And she had no idea. It was, I can't remember now, but it was 2 or 3 days before she knew where I was. Finally, they got the radios working, and one of the emergency squad people, I had them call the dispatcher that was in the Davis place up there and tell them if they could leave a message with my father-in-law and Thomas to tell my wife that I'm okay. But it was, I think, 3 to 4 days after I made it back up before I seen them, as let them know what had really happened. They had heard, but they couldn't visualize what had really happened. And I told her then, you know, I said, I'm going to tell you what it is. And, you know, I don't want you crying or saying nothing. You know, I need support now. You know, we lost all we had, which is what it really amounted to. And I said, well, what really kind of bothered me, basically the whole town was going. You know, you'd walk down through there and it was just stores were just straight holes all the way through, you know, or come in the front and washed everything out the back. But I don't think that's the way it happened, though, because I went to the store earlier that evening when we went down to try and get Snap Pittman out. And a couple people come in with me, and we took stuff, like, off the two bottom shelves and moved it up, you know, because in case, figured that'd be good enough. And went to the back of the store where I had my truck parked inside. And here was the water coming in the back. You know, it hadn't come in the front, but it was coming in the back. We went back down another time to check on somebody else. And crap, it wasn't even knee deep when I was down to the store, you know, around the back. By that time, it was waist deep. It couldn't have been a matter of 15, 20 minutes, it seemed like, maybe. Could have been longer, but it sure didn't seem like it was very long. That water just, I couldn't believe the way it was coming up. We seen then that it wasn't no sense of, and we tried to help Joe Ann Thompson in her store, Rennie Atkins in his store. We knew there wasn't no sense going any further. It was coming up too high. I was going to clean them out. We could see that. That was before we ever went on the truck run down to Holly Meadows.
So your idea is the water came in from the back?
Started first from the back. I don't think we got that much water that came this way until it broke over at the dike at the pond. I think that's when we started getting the biggest part of the water there. You could stand at the store when we went in it, and the water looked like it was about 3 feet over the bank. You know, it wasn't coming over into town, but it just looked like in the middle of it, it was just kind of up like that, just... It was carrying it good. It wasn't over the town bridge or nothing yet, but buddy, it was hitting her. And that was the highest I'd ever seen it. But then, you know, it was coming up the back. You know, I guess where it was starting to fill up the bottom, or where they Black Fork and Schaefer's come together to cheat. And it was forcing it to start backing up, coming over in. And then whenever she broke over up there, I think that's how come I got really as bad as what I did at my house. It come back down, filled in over here at the railroad, and back more water up towards the house. Just covered it. I don't know if it was completely underwater, but if it wasn't, it was mighty close to it.
When that dike broke, did a lot of water come down all at one time? Did anybody see
I don't know if anybody's seen it, but I wouldn't say that it would have come out. I don't think it came really all at one time. Maybe a few waves of it, but it just steadily kept coming down. But further up the bottom it was, they got water, but it wasn't as deep as what it got. You know, come down here, of course, naturally we're lower than what they are up there. And then it just started up against the tracks and then right through the tracks. I think Bob Bischoff down here in parts in his service station there had 12 feet of water in it. We measured 10 on the house over there where the mark was. And they say the water is probably an inch or so above even where the water is. So we had plenty of it.
Your kids are what ages?
13, 11, 3, and 2.
Just a little older than mine. And when we first saw you in the store this afternoon, you talked as though you almost made it a point of keeping them up on the mountain as long as you could away from this.
Right.
You didn't want them to see it.
I didn't want them to see it, and I didn't want my wife to see it, you know. It was hard for me to handle, really. I knew I'd lost the business, which bothered me, but I don't think, you know, when I seen one, when I lost the home, I thought, gee, you know, because my first thought was, what the Sam Hill am I going to do? You know, what are we going to do? You know, I have no idea of where to go to or what to even to think, you know. It was just, you know, I don't know. It's just hard to believe when, you know, you could, a matter of hours, you can lose everything you got and have nothing. You know, a lot of people lost their home, you know, and that was, of course, that was to them. You know, when you got a home and no business, you know, you're losing everything that way, same as me with the business and that both. But it really had me concerned. You know, because I had a lot invested in the store. That was my livelihood. You know, I not only lost where I lived, I lost my way of supporting my family. And I didn't know how or what I would do to be able to afford to get another home or what. So.
How is that going? You've had to work a lot with the agencies that have come in here, like FEMA or some of the other ones. How's that all?
It's a very slow process, very slow. You know, you always read about something like this happening someplace else, you know, and you see, well, federal government's going in and they're going to do this and that for the people, you know, and you think, well, great, you know, it's all being, they're being helped, being taken care of. I can see now what really those people have been going through. You know, it's not something that they just come back in and, you know, and say, you know, we're going to do this and have you back in a new home or something like that with a matter of a month or something, because it's been, what, 4 months? And I don't know of anybody that has got SBA money in hand yet for a business or a home. You know, several people's got approval, telephone approval. A lot of people's received the papers, you know, the finalized papers and the do's and don'ts they have, you know, and what you can and can't use it for. But I don't know of anybody right offhand that's got money in hand.
As a businessman, can you see ways of streamlining that to get help to people faster? Can you imagine any quicker ways and what they've been able to do it?
Well, I think one of the biggest things would be is when a disaster happens in an area like we're talking here. We're just a small county, you know. We got Hendricks that got hit, Hamilton and Parsons. St. George. To me, they ought to be setting up an office here and handling all the stuff right here, you know, because it all comes back and goes through a local bank. So if it was here and they were here and all the information that you send in and they send back and say, we need this and this and this, and what you didn't send in to begin with, so there's another delay of sending in 3 or 4 days then getting it to you and you getting it and collecting it and sending it back into them to where if they were here, you know, you could do it here. You could get it quicker, a day or two you could have it, and, you know, they'd be right here instead of Atlanta, to where you're talking 2 to 3 days probably mail time, you know, whatever they mail to you and then whatever you have to in turn mail to them. Even though they were set up in Clarksburg, to me it didn't seem close enough because the disaster's here. And they ought to have a easier and a more central location with different type teams to take care of. They had the teams come into the courthouse, and it was here for a couple weeks or whatever. And why can't they just keep them, you know, to help you with the paperwork and stay right on top of it right here?
Because it was a pretty extensive application process.
It certainly was. And a lot of times they asked for stuff that you couldn't provide. I lost a lot of the stuff that I needed, you know, and I couldn't get it, couldn't provide it to them. I didn't have it. And I know of several others was in the same boat. You know, when you ain't got it, you can't get it. It's just gone.
Plus, people were really in a state of shock for a long time. Going down and signing up and doing all the right steps of the procedure.
I don't think people were so much in shock of the fact that they were, the day after, were right into their businesses and into their home cleaning it up and didn't want to take the time to have to go down and spend 8 hours sitting in the courthouse going from one person to another person to another one, which took basically all day long, and then a lot of trips back. Because shoot, you know, everybody I know of I went to the business and started on that first because we were going to move in with her dad and stay, you know, till we could get things worked out. So we just went into the store and started cleaning up. And everybody on Front Street, that's what they were doing, you know, everybody just started working together. Plus, you know, a lot of individual help coming in, people helping and just trying to clean it up. And I think that's what everybody, probably a good thing we did and kept a lot of this other stuff off of our mind to think about it. And believe you me, buddy, when you work and shovel mud all day long, when it comes time to go home, sit down, eat supper, you're ready to go to bed. You didn't really think about it, and you were so tired enough that you didn't, it just, or to me anyway, it wasn't on my mind that much until I got up the next morning, went back at it again. But just like I said a while ago, you know, it's everybody goes through different tribulations. You know, this was a major one for a lot of people. There've been other things that people go through, divorces, I think, death of a child and stuff like that, which is it's tough to recover from. And this is just another one of those type things. It's just part of life. And you just got to make the best of it and do the best you can. Come out of it however you can. And well, I'll tell you one thing. We've got a bunch of people around here that are survivors. And I can't think of anybody in this community that's not trying to really to come back. Not a soul. Not a soul. And they will too. There's no doubt about it. It's a feeling of everybody, I think. Yeah, you went through it with us, you know. That's I can't see anybody that's not, you know, just knuckled down and is coming back, you know. What choice have you got?
None.
You know, you've worked so many years to try and get what you got, you know. You got to put it back together some way. And standing around and thinking about it and worrying about it just don't get it done. You just got to jump into it and do it.
But people really have worked together.
Oh, I think extremely well. I would, you know, there comes Salvation Army within a day's time. You know, there's no place to eat. You know, and everybody's lost their home. You can't cook nothing to eat. Here they come. They set up a small canteen. People can get hot soup, sandwiches, coffee, whatever. And then there comes the Red Cross, you know, saying, you know, not saying anything. Says, you know, tell me what you lost. And they're writing it out on this piece of paper saying, okay, here it is. Take it to a store and buy it. You know, this pays for it. It's great. You know, it's, I guess you'd say it's the American way, maybe. But it makes you appreciate a lot of things, you know. I think it's made people stronger in this community. Really do. We're just going back through this rebuilding thing. And we're talking about the mall type thing. It's going to be expensive. And can we make it? You know, it's a big question. It's a lot of money. Have we got a choice? We don't. We got to make it, and we will. You know, it's going to be expensive. It's going to, people are going to have to change a lot of things that they did before, but they'll do it, and they'll make it.
You're in here temporarily then. You're going to move back there?
No, I'm here permanently. I'm here permanently. The building down there, I don't know who, you know, first of all, I didn't know how long it would take them ever to rebuild it. And I wasn't willing to sit back and wait. I wanted to get started back up since I've got obligations. I got the bank. I had to pay to make bank payments. Fortunate enough to have enough flood insurance on my house to pay the mortgage off. Didn't have nothing on contents, but it paid off what I owed.
How'd you have flood insurance?
I don't have flood insurance. FHA loan required. Uh-huh. Lived in a floodplain, so it was a requirement that I had to have.
And they figured that was a floodplain.
Yep. I'm glad I did now. I wish I had had it on the business. If I would have, I'd been back in business with the inventory before now. Still don't have it yet, but I'll have it now within the next 2 weeks. Things are starting to come together. It's another typical example of me not being the right type businessman that I should be and learning as I go. You know, when the governor came out with this program, I should have jumped right on top of it and did it right off. But, you know, I put it off. You know, the bank's going to, you know, they're trying to work with us and help us. Napa, you know, was coming in saying, you know, we're going to try and get you credit for this stuff that you salvaged. I was waiting for that. That's a long process. You know, they got to go back to the manufacturers and see if the manufacturers will do anything, so, which they have on some of it. It just got to the point where I seen that, you know, I was wasting my time and waiting, where I should have just went, got the money, got the inventory in, got started, stored this in the back someplace until they could have come in taking care of it, instead of trying to wait. Well, it's true, but I should have been thinking more about it. I went longer than what a lot of the other businesses went, which I feel now was another business mistake.
How about your home?
I'm working on a plan with the government to sell it back to the government. I don't want to build back over there. I'm not saying that in the end that I won't. You know, it may come down to it where I don't have any choice. I don't want to do it. I want to go someplace. Where I'm at, I like it, but it's in a floodplain or floodway. I don't think it's a floodway. There's two. There's floodplain, I guess, and floodway or something like that, and I get them confused. But I'm hoping to get out of it. I'd like to stay where I'm at, but I didn't realize until yesterday looking at a map that it was also in it, which it got hit in a flood too. But they cleaned it up, and it's in pretty good shape. You know, it still needs repairs done to it and stuff. When she gets her SBA money, it's Jane Barb, she's going to have the work done on it too. And she gave me the option on buying it. So I don't know how I'm going to work out there yet either. That's just another one of those wait and see things.